are you? What are you doing in my chambers? My bodyguard? I don't have a bodyguard. The king appointed you as my personal knight. Well, that's ridiculous. I don't need a knight. I can take care of myself, thank you very much. Yes, I know the Draquidon Kingdom is getting closer. I know they've been kidnapping our people. But I'm the princess, not just a random civilian. I'm safe here in the castle. Besides, what are you going to do to protect me? You've been training for a decade. Prove it then. Fight me. Oh, I'm serious. I'm just a princess. If you can't beat me, then you have no business being my knight. If you beat me, you can stay. Out in the hall, of course. I don't need you here in my quarters. After all, I don't want you watching me dress or anything. God forbid one of the lords or ladies pays me a visit. No, you can sit outside and listen. If you beat me in a fight, that is. If you lose... Well, if you lose to a princess, then you have no business calling yourself a knight. Especially if you really have been training for a decade. That would be so embarrassing for you. So, what do you say? Oh, come on. What, are you scared? Fine. I guess I'll just go talk to my father. He can just send me another guard. I'll have to make up something. Maybe I'll tell him you burst in while I was dressing, and I can't stand to be guarded by someone who looked at me like that. Yeah, obviously it's not true. But who do you think he's going to believe? Me? Or you? His precious daughter, or some surly knight? Exactly. Now come on, fight me. Yay! Okay. Now, would you like to use weapons, or just our bodies? Swords it is. Oh, I don't need to borrow one. I have a sword. I am a princess, after all. I'm certainly not defenseless. Are you ready? Oh, so close. Careful now. Not too shabby for a knight. You do have me pinned to the ground. Don't relax now. This fight isn't over just yet. I mean, look at how you're straddling me. Hips pressed against mine. With the way you're pinning my wrists over my head, your face is just inches from mine. It would be so easy for me to just... You weren't expecting that, were you? All it took was a little kiss, and you became completely distracted. And now look at you. Stuck underneath me with my dagger at your throat. You weren't expecting me to have a dagger in my boot, were you? I actually have several weapons hidden in this dress. What can I say? I have a wonderful seamstress. But you haven't proven yourself worthy of knowing where I keep my weapons. You're not even worthy of being my knight. I can't have a bodyguard who is so easily distracted. I mean, all it took for me to beat you was a little kiss. What happens if one of the enemy soldiers is a pretty woman? Are you just going to end up helplessly on your back like you are right now? I need someone who can actually protect me. And that's clearly not you. Get up. Stop laying there uselessly. Go tell my father I don't need a bodyguard. Stop arguing with me. Do I have to go tell my father how I beat you? Do you really think the king needs to know that his best knight lost a fight against a princess because of one little kiss? It wasn't a fair fight. I'm sorry. Do you think our enemies are going to fight fair? You think the Draquidon warriors fight fair? Don't tell me you're stupid, too. I don't care how many warriors you've bested. I don't care how many weapons you know how to use. It doesn't matter because I beat you. Think about what the other knights will say when they hear how flustered you were from a kiss. Or is that a common weakness among knights? Are you all so touch-starved and pathetic that all it takes is the touch of a pretty woman to lose all sense of composure? No. Just you, then. Can you just leave? I'm sick of your groveling. Go tell my father you resign. What are you talking about? He's not going to be upset with me. Don't pretend like you know him better than me. Yes, I know he just wants to keep me safe. But I don't need a bodyguard who can't even beat me in a fight. Maybe he will just appoint me another knight, but I'll just get rid of them too. I guess Sir Roland is next in line. Ugh, he gives me the creeps. I definitely don't want him anywhere near my chambers. And he's way too stubborn to get rid of easily. Well, you are rather easy on the eyes. Much better than Sir Roland, that's for sure. Fine. I'll give you a second chance. No, put your sword away. We're not dueling again. You've already shown me that you can't even beat a princess in a fight. If all it took is a little kiss, how am I supposed to trust that you can hold your ground against a Draquidon warrior? No. Instead, I need to prepare you for your inevitable loss against the Draquidon. If they beat you, well, you'll either be dead and no longer my problem, or they'll take you hostage and torture you for information. Just think of all the personal knowledge they could get out of you. Where I sleep, how many guards I have, who visits my chambers. I shudder to think what they might do if you open your mouth and spill all the kingdom's secrets. No. I need to see how you hold up against torture. I'm sure you've been trained on how to withhold torture. I'm sure the king put you through the most painful trials. But that's not the kind of torture I had in mind. You see, all it took was one little kiss to have you flat on your back for me. It's clear that the tiniest amount of pleasure makes you vulnerable. So I'm going to see how much pleasure you can withstand. If you can keep all your secrets despite feeling so good. Do you think you can hold out? Or are you going to head back to my father and tell him you resign? That's what I thought. Now, if you were kidnapped, they'd probably tie you up. Wouldn't want you squirming around while they torture you. Here, sit. Now, I'm going to tie your ankles to the chair. Legs spread, just like that. Hands behind your back now. I guess you have two ways to pass this test. You can either escape your bonds, or you can withstand my torture. There. All done. Why don't you give it a try? See if you can escape. Oh, it doesn't look like you'll be getting out anytime soon. Looks like you'll just have to take the torture instead. Don't worry, we'll start slow. I'm just going to hitch up my dress and settle myself on your lap. Do you like how my body feels pressed against yours? My goodness, your breathing is already beginning to quicken. They really didn't prepare you knights to face pretty women like me, huh? I'm not even doing anything. Just sitting on your lap, looping my arms around your neck. Judging from your reactions, you seem quite touch-starved. How long has it been since someone's touched you? Well, no wonder you're so desperate. Well, you're just going to have to ignore the throbbing between your legs. Focus on something else. Here, I'll give you something else to think about. Now, you can focus on my soft lips against yours. My tongue slipping into your mouth. Even with the ropes tying you to the chair, you're already beginning to rock your hips against me. Such a desperate slut. Who knew that a few kisses would be your weakness? How about your neck? Is your neck sensitive too? Do you like feeling my lips against your throat? Kissing and licking. Sucking here and there. Oh, you're squirming underneath me. Are you worried I'm going to leave a mark on your neck? What would the other knights think if you returned to the barracks with hickeys all over? My father would have you hung for sure. This has to stay our little secret, okay? Good. Now, since pretty women seem to be your weakness, I think I'll put on a little show for you. Sliding the sleeves of my dress down my shoulders, exposing my tits for you. Do you like how they feel pressing against your chest? Do you want to touch them? It's a shame your hands are tied behind your back, huh? You just can't take your eyes off my tits as I slide off your lap. Look at how flushed you are as I begin to slide the dress off my body. Did you realize I wasn't wearing anything under this? Listen to how labored your breathing has become. I'm not even touching you anymore. Is the sight of my pretty wet pussy enough to arouse you? Do you want to taste it? I don't think you've earned it yet. After all, this is supposed to be torture. We're supposed to be focusing on you. And you're still fully clothed in your chair. We can't have that now, can we? These ropes make it rather hard to take off your clothes. I guess I'll just have to cut them off you. Pulling out my dagger once more. Do you like how the blade feels pressing against your neck? Not hard enough to draw blood, but enough that you can't squirm to my touch. Trailing the blade down your body. oh so carefully making my way past your belt. Oh, you're shaking. Are you nervous with the knife so close to your sensitive parts? You should be. Gods, you're so turned on already. The blade against your inner thigh only seems to make you more aroused. What if I were to trace the flat side against your sensitive parts? Oh my. It seems you quite like that. Oh, listen to your pathetic noises escaping your lips, as hard as you try to remain quiet. I wouldn't want the whole castle to hear how much of a whore my new bodyguard is. But I do want to hear what secrets you have to tell. After all, we're supposed to be seeing if you can withstand pleasure torture. I'm going to set my dagger aside for now. It's a little too close to the painful torture you're apparently so trained for. And I'll use my hand instead. Just one finger, tracing gently over your most sensitive parts. You like that, don't you? Now tell me, who are you guarding? No one. Then why are you in a guard's uniform? You don't know. Maybe if I press my hand against you more firmly, you'll remember. Listen to those pathetic noises you're making. Are you enjoying this? Do you want me to keep touching you like this? Then tell me who you're guarding. Fine. If you won't tell me, then at least tell me how many guards the princess has. I'll keep touching you if you tell me. Come on, don't you want me to touch you? I can see your sensitive parts throbbing. I know how aroused you are. You want me to touch you so badly. All you have to do is tell me how many guards the princess has. Nothing. We'll just have to keep going then. Your hips twitch as my hand resumes stroking your sensitive parts. How many guards are in the castle? When do you change shifts? What weapons do they carry? Come on, tell me anything. If you don't, I'm going to have to stop. You don't want me to stop, do you? Just give me any little bit of information, and I can keep going. I can make you feel so good. And if you tell me something important, I might even use my mouth. Don't you want to feel my lips against you? Feel my tongue licking up your sensitive parts? Don't you want to know how warm and wet my mouth is? Then tell me how many guards there are. Fine. I'll just have to stop. Oh, are you getting close? Did you nearly come just thinking about my mouth against you? That's a shame. All you had to do was tell me anything. You could even tell me about the princess. Did you just moan when I said the word princess? Does the thought of me turn you on now? Oh, that's so pathetic. Who knew you would fall for the first pretty woman who gave you the slightest bit of attention? Why don't you tell me about the princess? I'll keep touching you if you do. My hands trace along your inner thighs, never quite touching where you want. If you tell me her name, I'll touch you. Just her name. Come on, it's common knowledge. Just tell me the princess's name, and I'll touch you. Oh, I know, it's so confusing, isn't it? I said I'll touch you if you tell me her name. But this challenge is supposed to test your ability to keep the kingdom's secrets. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You just want to be good for me so that I'll touch you again. So I'll make it easy for you. My name is common knowledge. It's not some big secret. You can say my name. Go on. What's the princess's name? There we go. The way you say my name between your whimpers is so incredible. Say it again. Come on. Say my name. Louder. Gods, you sound incredible moaning my name like that. Now tell me more. Tell me more about the princess. Who are her friends? Her lovers? When does she go to sleep? Where does she go during the days? Does she ever leave the castle? Do her guards go with her? Do her knights have any weaknesses? Can they be distracted with a kiss? Are they susceptible to pretty women? Would a brothel have them weak in the knees? Gods, you're just so pathetic. Look at you, slumped in the chair, completely pliant in your bonds. You're not even trying to escape anymore. Your eyes are shut as if looking at me is too much. Come on, sweetheart. Look at me. Look at my body. I'm naked between your legs. You can't just not look. That would be rude. Look at my fingers stroking you. Oh, is it too much to watch? Are you going to come? I don't think so. All you've told me is the princess's name. I need more. Tell me anything, and I'll let you come. When do the gods change shifts? Who is the weakest god? Are there any flaws in security? Any back doors the public is unaware of? Give me anything, and I'll let you come. No? Fine. I have no problem edging you. I don't care if you come or not. I can do this all day. I could do it for days if needed. Could you go on for days? How long would it take you to break? You're not going to break. I don't know if I believe that. Everyone has a breaking point. I just have to find yours. Maybe I just have to use my mouth. That feels good, doesn't it? You like how my tongue feels against your sensitive parts? If you want me to keep sucking on you, you need to tell me anything useful. Why don't we talk about something other than the princess? Tell me, are there vaults? Where are the vaults? How do you get in? Is there a combination? How many guards are there? What's in the vault? If you want me to keep sucking on you, you'll need to tell me anything useful. Do you even know anything? If you don't give me any information, then you're useless to me. I might just have to leave you here all alone, tied to this chair. I'd love to stand back and watch you squirm, trying to find any source of friction. Do you think you could bear that? Could you stand if I just left? Maybe I would come back in a few hours and see if you were ready to talk. Would you talk then? Perhaps one day I'll test that. But for now, you've done a good job. The only thing you told me was the princess's name. Useless information. You've proved yourself trustworthy. So, I'm going to let you come. Do you want to come on my tongue? You did so good for me. You've proven yourself trustworthy. Here, let me untie you. Did you enjoy that? I'm sure that wasn't what you expected when my father signed you to be my bodyguard. I'll admit, I wasn't expecting it either. I didn't realize how weak our knights were against beautiful women. That's a pretty big problem. We'll have to work on that. But you did a good job passing my tests. So, you can stay. For now.